Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
A message to women. You deserve better than to be called pretty. You deserve better than to get upset and go online to act petty. You deserve better than to be on hold. You deserve better than to hold on to someone who's already let go. You deserve better than to be held inconvenience. You deserve better than to keep your relationship low-key because someone might see it and someone might ask questions and someone might wonder why someone like you would rather hang around a boy who won't commit when someone like them is ready to love you, is ready to learn you, ready to show you who you are, paint you a picture of you through his eyes and convince you that you are indeed art, show you the way he's mesmerized, the way your broken heart still beats, the way it flutters when whole eyes and yours meet, the way it silences to express its beat, show you how much he realizes you need healing from this hurting. Something about what you've been through. I know some days feel like heavy weights and hearts with protection that you failed to break through, and I know what it's like to put heartbreak on hold for the love of your life, forget relationships, take two. I know he forgot to say I love you too. I know he forgot to stay faithful. I know you forgot about the time you promised yourself you'd do better, but every time you try to leave, something keeps pulling you back, telling you this is the best you'll ever have in life. So you stay the night. Every night he misses you after remembering your head and how good it works and how good it feels to know no matter how bad it gets, you always come back. I know you. He does too. We know the way your stomach drops at the thought of him loving someone better, so he knows you won't search for better, and I know you deserve better. I know you deserve better than to have your spirit bruised. I know you deserve someone who empowers you. I know just how beautiful you could be if only you could see your own self-value, and I know you. You're a collection of paradoxes. Your compilation of food for thought. You're a woman before all things. You're more a lover than a fighter after all, it seems. You're special. Listen to me. You are special. And I know you deserve way better than to settle.
Little thing that is on my mind, I can't let you know, so I hide it inside.
About constantly,
she's been
up and down,
she's been
pushed around, but they held her down. NYC,
she has
no regrets,
she
accepts the path, all these things they help to make. She's been lost and found,
and she's
still around. There's a reason for everything, yeah.
You know I've been holding on, trying to make me weak, but I still stay strong.
Do and say, no one's telling her who to be.
She's on solid ground,
she's been lost and found,
and she answers to G-O-D.
And she's confident this is not the end. Ask me how I know, cause she is me.
You know I've been holding on.
good. I don't mean perfect. I mean that you aware.
And when you say good, you mean positive.
I mean aware. No good if you're not aware. Even if you're positive. Mm. If you emulate it, it's positive. That's no good. You know, it's good when you're aware. I'm aware that I'm bad. I'm aware that I'm happy. I'm aware that I'm sad. I'm aware that I'm, you know, old. I'm aware that I'm new. You know, you're aware. That's good. You know, that's good for everything.
All right, child. Royalty, royalty, royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Spiritual Soul Sunday on the Hanson Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Taruta 7 Oracle, so know me also as Keith and Boyd. And I want to, today's podcast, guys, is another segment, take two, I believe, yeah, take two, of a series that I created called Embracing Our Women, right? The reason why I created this series is because, you know, I had took my whole rage and fury when it became to women. You know, I took a back seat and I started to reexamine why I was projecting and doing some of the things that I was doing and hurting our women, right? So as I evaluated myself, I started to discover and started to embark on how deep the pain, you know, how deep the pain is and was for many of you. You know what I mean? I really cannot even fathom the depth of what you guys go through, been through, you know, hold it down. And, I mean, I just started to just really, truly start to examine a lot. And I just had nothing but compassion. And the reason why I say this is because what I have seen a lot on the social media platforms and all this is the bashing of the woman. And it's not the uniting, or, you know, it's like a chess play of us against us, you know, versus us attempting to wanting to understand one another and wanting to unify with one another, you know, like a sacred union, you know what I mean? So I was like, you know what, let me stop this, you know what I mean? And let me start to research and evaluate and start to understand, you know, and put myself in a place, not the shoes, because, you know, that's a huge task, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to go there because there's a lot of controversy when it comes to even the transgender, you know, men or however, trying to fill the woman's shoes. You know what I'm saying? So we're not going to go there, right? Although, to be aware, Erykah Badu, I wanted to find that and play it in this segment because to be aware, you guys, to be aware on all levels, to be aware, and I'm talking to the men, you know, just to be aware of what a woman may go through or what she had been through or, you know, now there are women, you know what I mean, who are imbalanced, you know what I'm saying, but even in her essence of being imbalanced and her chaotic energy, you know, for her to even be aware, you know what I'm saying, I mean, I feel like that's like the first level of growth. You know, is to be aware. And also, so in this segment, guys, I chose a lecture. It's a young woman, okay? And I love hearing from our, younger women because here's this. I love hearing from people. Hold on. People such as myself who are not in real mainstream like that, and you know, there's always, for me, there's always deeper messages in places where no one is truly listening. And I stumbled up on her and I was like, wow, she is speaking some depth. I was like, ooh. And this is somebody, like, if you see her, you know, she's a, you know, you'll probably look twice or you're probably like, you know, you'll probably keep going and scrolling, you know what I'm saying? But I think she got a good following, but she's a tarot reader. And she's a, you know, most people think of that as witchcraft or evil or, you know what I'm saying? But truly in this time, you know, the people that are misunderstood are bearing deep messages, you guys. And, you know, this is just, I cannot put myself in the place of a woman, but I can attempt to try to understand her position, if you will. And I was just listening to this, and I was like, okay, I don't understand some of it, but I was like, okay, she may be saying some stuff. So I'm going to play it for you guys. I believe it's, how long is this? This is like an hour and 36 minutes, and I might pause it and come back. You guys know, if you're no stranger to the ear, you know how I do. But, you know, when it comes to elevation and when it comes to growth and when it comes to my yacht and when it comes to the woman balancing herself, I think that that is very, very, very important in this time. With the changing of the guards, you guys, you know, how we, even within myself, you know, how are we going to continue to do some of the things that we always done? Some lessons are harder than others, okay? Although, like, if there's no growth or awareness, that's why I entitled this podcast Enhancing Awareness. Very important, you guys. So I hope this lecture helps you to enhance your awareness. It's titled, We Are Walking the Lands of a Female Woman. God is in Many. Okay? So I'm sure she's going to break that down. Tunnel Vision XO is her YouTube name. The video show credits is in the show notes, guys. She does reading. She does session insight. You know, some people just don't know who to go to. They may not. You know, a lot of people, not just women, but a lot of people may not open up because they don't know who to talk to. They don't know who to open up to. So she's, I don't know her in depth like that, but, you know, it's always good to have a network or a connection, you know. And even if you don't have anybody to talk to, hey, you can contact me as well. My link tree is in the show notes in a consultation. You know, I do tarot and I do oracle as well. I'm a reader, too, so you can book a session with me as well. Although I kind of put my business on the back burner when it comes to that because I'm growing in my own right as far as me. So I'm working on me this year, y'all, so I ain't even worried about business and money and aspects of that. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy this lecture because I think that is very important. All right.
Sending abundance, joy, and reciprocity, whatever you need at this time. I'm sending it. I'm just kidding. I love you. Peace. Let's get into it. So I have a very deep and just spontaneous channel message, y'all. It is just so amazing. It's amazing. So let's get into it, okay? The channel message. And by the way, I have a few disclaimers. Okay. First of all, I got it. This is the first disclaimer. Okay. And then, secondly, I have to say that this message is directed to my Melanites here, if you are of African descent, per se. This is a channel message for you. This is also in regards to the women, the creators, I should. So let's get into it. This is not to say that men, you know, you can't tune into a message, but this is, like I said, in regards to my African Melanites, and it's the spiraling around the women, okay? So, yeah. Well, let's get into it. Anyways, so the channel message or the channel read is called We Walk the Motherland of a Female Woman. So God is in men. Okay. I'm going to say that one more time because I kind of, if you, by reading the title, you'll see what I'm referring to here. But we walk the motherland of a female woman. God is in man. I should say, we're going to do it. I have hella messages. Hannah, whoever Hannah is, hey, okay. But anyways, I'm sorry. Where the fuck did that come from? But anyways, when all is said and done, you'll believe God is a woman. So that is the channel song here, and let's get into it. First of all, let me get out the appropriate decks here so that way we know that we are in alignment. I'm getting something regarding a new season. It's a seasonal shift here. And this is happening in the cosmos. This is a self-regenerating force that is penetrating the earth. So I'm literally getting like photons, gamma rays, frequencies are hitting or penetrating Mother Earth here. And it's causing a rupture is what I'm hearing here. And it's also causing a split shift, like I said. So, yeah. Also, I'm channeling the inner core here. It has stopped, and I was picking up on an energy where the tectonic plates of Mother Earth, they're going to collide. So just imagine for just a second here where the entire Earth, this is deep energy. Just imagine for a second the entire Earth is, let's just say, overlaying one another in this set correspondence flow. If suddenly it stops collide and it's going to cause ruptures, it's going to cause, like, the plates, like I said, to basically merge and bang, you know, which is going to cause a ripple effect onto the physical realm here, the actual planes. So there's something regarding that. I'm also getting the electromagnetic field of Mother Earth. I'm hearing shape-shifting here. Let's start a riot. Okay, so let's get into the energy. This is where the extraterrestrials via the women here, hearing the gods of nature, the gods of creation, the gods, the goddesses. You are the first to exist. I'm also getting primordial. Yeah. You guys are definitely being penetrated, literally getting targeted. You guys are targeted. I'm also getting something regarding the males. I'm hearing females, but I'm not getting the females. I'm getting actual males, the X chromosome here. I'm hearing amputated. There's something being done here. I just seen high focus. So this could literally be like cerebral fluid, you know, the focus. It's literally being, like, penetrated at this time. I don't know. It's something to the men. It could be perception here. So let's get into it. The extraterrestrials, the women. I see here seven deadly sins. So there's something coming out regarding the betrayal of women, the downfall of women, the downplay on women here. I'm also getting disrespect. Something is coming out regarding the disrespect or the treatment of women, maximal knowledge. So this is where the creators are now being put to the bottom of the, getting the food chain. It's like you guys, by you guys, I'm speaking to the women, the female creation, the Y chromosome here. It's almost as if I'm getting an energy where you have the all-knowing here, the omniscience is what I see. I'm also getting omnipresence, omnipotence. This is the maximal knowledge, the ability to be anywhere at one time, to exist in all things. You guys are now at the bottom of the food chain. I'm also getting the seven deadly sins. Something is being mimicked. I'm also hearing it's a man's world. Okay, so I see here paradelia. It's a natural neuroprocessual phenomena, and it's a perfectly healthy tendency, but it's basically where women or people, it's most common in women. It's basically a ability to where you can see faces, receive information, receive deeper levels of knowledge, receive deeper levels of comprehension, your intuition here, through objects. So it's like you begin to grasp a higher level of understanding, maximal knowledge coming through. just by the sight of something, just by the smell, just by the touch of something here. This is like almighty. This is an almighty force. I'm also getting Mother Universe. Okay. It says here it is more common when you are fatigued or basically in a sleepier state or in a drowsy state here, but I'm getting something about the women always being in a complacent state or a more so tuned state here, where you're always able to pick up and like magnify the truth. Confirmation from Bastet. History repeats. So this is also where you are most hated because you are the creator. You are the original. I'm also hearing sentient beings. I'm also hearing in control, uncharted. Yeah, this is where some force or some other deity or some other race even is now on top or is now leading mankind is what I'm hearing here. I see here play the fool and then split shift. Exactly. So this is the energy that we're getting into. It's almost as if women are now in a codependent. Did you just hear that pop? Women are in a codependent state. I'm also hearing submissiveness or naive. It's like women are more in a naive state where they can like, or where they aren't able to like vocalize is what I'm hearing. They aren't necessarily able to fully like feel, you know, and express themselves. I'm hearing in this society today, it's almost as if you have to suppress yourself or like you have to become else, something else. Almost said elsewhere. So this could even be the natives where you have to move out of your tribal home, your natural habitat, and like fit to size in a sense here. Yeah, M-rated, and then I see out of touch, exactly. You may be home, but you're not in your, you're not able to rest is what I'm getting here. You're in your house, but it's not your home also is what I'm getting here. I'm going to let her out. Split shift. Yeah, it's almost as if women are breaking out or breaking the code, breaking free from something here. Or women want out. I'm also getting sea lions. Or, like, I'm hearing harnesses, so this is also, like, the queen bees. There's something highly significant regarding feminine energy. I'm also hearing the number nine. I'm hearing feminine energy. So the cosmos, the ethereal realm, this is a portal here. You're in a portal, or you are the portal. You're a walking portal here. Okay. So this is, it has been found to generally, be stronger in women due to their keener ability to recognize emotions through facial expressions. So like I said, that refers to that same topic in which women can literally like comprehend or like perceive deeper or like altered realities. They can receive altered states of comprehension. So it's like where someone is saying, hey, I think we should go left. The black woman instantly knows, I'm literally getting a natural instinct, but I'm literally getting a situation where the black woman instantly knows what would be best, what would be right versus what would be wrong. I'm literally getting going right instead of going left. So it's like no matter what, like a crowd says, the black woman will always have this deeper knowing, this deeper cognitive ability. I'm also getting like perplexity. I'm also getting flexibility. The black woman will always be like the main source, the main primal core to earth. You notice that at the beginning I said the core stopped. So there's something regarding a split shift. I see her genetics and frequencies. Wow. And going nowhere fast. Yeah, this is something that is literally, wow, a glitch in the matrix. This is something here that has been like planned. I'm also hearing targeted individuals. So the black woman has always had to face some form of trial or, like, overcome some form of, like, issue or, like, tribulation, like, hardship. Also what I'm getting here, just to be free is what I'm getting. Ace of Wands, just to be at the top, just to get a position. The black woman has to sacrifice is also what I'm getting here. I see here glitches in the matrix confirmation. So the basketball games, the animals, the fish, the sheep, the airplanes. There's a glitch that's coming, and that's it's like supernatural, I'm also saying beyond the super norm. You're going to realize, black woman, five of cups, that these people are going to have to pay. You're going to realize the fumble, the crumble in the matrix here. It's like your time is now. Believe in the unseen. Believe in the unheard. Believe in the unknown. This could also be the black woman. I'm also getting the joker or playing the fool. Literally, someone has to like play the fool, or the black woman is good at playing the fool. I'm also getting the white man, the white man in hand, or black ties. I'm seeing black ties or men in black. It's significant here. I'm also getting your genetics, your code. Yeah, the truth. There's something regarding your DNA, your natural inhabit. It's out of this world. Yeah, if you look on this card, I see a world, literally. I'm also getting the dome, a flat dome, or a flat plane here. Literally getting the upper realms is water. Literally, we're standing on water. We are water. We're breathing water. We're going to get into that in a moment. But I'm literally getting that. I'm also getting the skies. It's falling. Yeah. I need some water. I'm just getting through a cold. I'm also getting ascension sicknesses here, or like a true like inclination within like your amino acids, your genetics, your RNA, your DNA, your codes here. There's something taking a turn or literally going up. This could even be the 5D shift. You know what I'm getting? I'm also getting the tree of life. And the placenta, if you look at the placenta, it's literally the tree of life. There's something being harnessed. I'm also getting your blood is sacral, or your blood is sacred. So this could be significant regarding your sacral chakra, your intestines. Everything within you is of a God particle. They must know this. They must know what they're doing. They must be aware of something that we're not clearly seeing. I'm also getting the war in the heavens. It's the war inside of you. They're targeting you. They're stealing from you. They're mimicking you. Everything's about you, black woman. I'm also getting you're the strongest to ever exist. Without you, there would be no world. It would literally fall apart. It's in your DNA to grind, to go, to work, to build, to shine, to continuously thrive. Encoded within you, you're literally a man and a woman, the black woman. Wow. Okay, so let me show you the placenta here. Literally getting the tree of life. Literally, this is the placenta. I'm also getting they're so quick to collect, but we don't even comprehend why. Or they're so quick. Wow. Whew. They're so quick to like usurp blood and like take all of your organs. Literally getting organ donors here. Be careful with that, black woman. Something is literally out for you. Also getting your melanin, stealing your shine. So this is usurping your essence here. Also getting like transmutation of like AI technology here. They're putting a lot of this like you into intelligence or into like I don't know, what is it called, like different electronics, even literally three of swords. Yeah, I'm also getting your heart. I'm also getting your heart chakra. Something could be heartbreaking to you. Yeah, the truth. I'm also getting the truth is more disturbing than the lie. Okay, I see here septum. It supports many psychological functions, from the sensor motor integration to cognition. So your cortical theta rhythm, basically. I'm getting the energy where it's opening. I'm getting something regarding your pineal gland. It's being penetrated. I'm also getting your dream state, the astral realm. Something is coming through your dreams. I'm also getting communication from the divine. It's more livid, more like, look, Ace of Cups. Can't make this up. It's like more prominent at this time as well, is what I'm getting here. I'm also getting feudal. Without the women, without the black women, Earth would be futile, literally, nearly impossible to exist. begin to comprehend, to feel. Without a woman, you couldn't be. I keep hearing it's a man's world. It's almost like this mimicking voice in the back of my head. Nine Pentacles, yeah, the black woman. You, fulfilling superiority, or the apex predator, the queen of cups, the queens, the goddesses. The extraterrestrials here, you are the extraterrestrials. You were the first to exist. I'm also getting asexuals. I'm also getting parthenogenesis. There's something coming from the sun. I'm also getting spewing. Something is spewing from the sun. We can't see it, but it's felt. Two of swords. Confirmation. It says here the brain waves occur when you are not sleeping or dreaming. When you are not sleeping or dreaming. So a trance state. I was just picking that up. When it's like women are like, you could be staring at something, you could be staring at the sky, for God's sake. You are picking up energy, you're channeling. The black woman, I'm also getting your intuition is like, it's non-negotiable. I don't know why I'm hearing that. I'm also getting not for sale. You're not for sale. I'm also getting you shouldn't sell yourself. You shouldn't sell your body. You shouldn't sell anything on you. This could also be like promiscuity or like seducing people or men. You shouldn't do that, black woman. Yeah, I just seen the king of pentacles. Yeah, especially for money. Shay, thank you. I see the five of pentacles. I'm also hearing the clown. You could be like, this is like what they want us to do or how they want it to go. They want us to sell our bodies. They want us to like come off as like sex toys, sex dolls, or like freaks. I'm hearing freaks. They want us to be freaks or freaky. We're always in this lustful state when we're not. We're supposed to have our chin up, our head held high. I'm also getting a crown. Don't let your crown tilt is what I'm getting here. I see her gamma rays. These are brain waves here. So the sun is like penetrating your brain, causing for you to be in a more higher altitude. So this is also raising your frequency, raising your abilities, your physical abilities here. Also your psychic abilities. You're gonna be able to like tune in deeper, channel from the past. You're getting something from your ancestors could be coming through to you. Or your ancestors are coming through from the past. I'm also getting coming in from the cold. Or coming in from the cold. I see your high focus. Yeah, I mean the four of wands, your lineage. I'm also getting they thought you guys were dead. They thought that they like closed you out or buried you alive or barricaded your kind here. I'm literally seeing that, but it's like a sudden upheaval, a sudden uproar, a sudden approach. You guys are coming in. Yeah, the night. I'm also getting a thief in the night. Literally, like a thief in the night. Yeah, the temperances, the angels. I'm also hearing the earth angels, the guardian angels. You guys are guardians of territories here, where you are the first to exist. I'm also hearing homie tribes. The homie tribes are coming through. I'm also hearing Queen Azinga. You guys were some of the first to ever, like, walk this planet Earth. Judgment, exactly. There's a woman up there, not a man. Literally, I'm also getting Mother Universe is judging humanity. My muscle literally just jumped. I'm also getting you're going to feel, like, spasms, or people are going to start receiving, like, physical, supernatural, like, disabilities, like, suddenly. It's like where someone wakes up and, like, their body won't stop twitching or, like, I don't know, their cells won't stop burning. I'm literally getting someone or, like, a grace. People, something is heating up from the inside outwardly. I'm also getting eating inside outwardly. Something is eating them up. This could be the gamma rays, like I was saying, the electromagnetic radiation. But like I was saying, the beta waves, the gamma rays, the alpha waves, the theta rays, the delta waves. You guys are going from like a sleepy, dreamy state to like a more concentrated problem solving, higher focus, higher altitude, like I said. This is where it's like you're able to now, like, remember everything at once. Like I said, like that omnipresence, that omniscience, that omnipotent energy here. I'm also hearing catastrophic behavior. this could literally be like you're going to feel roar, rage out of nowhere. Beforehand, perceiving, you're going to perceive something differently. This is where the woman would use her heart chakra to, like, kill. Your love is, like, deadly. It's a deadly force. It's a deadly weapon. Yeah, I see your family, your lineage, your mob, your mob tie even, or your bloodline. Most of them royalties. Most of them the royal family, Queen Elizabeth. Something is coming out about her, yeah. Or maybe something is falling down. Something is crumbling. Something is coming to the forefront, the truth. Wow, the moon literally, and then the angels in disguise. This could be like where, if you ever search up the, if you look at this one more time, you see that sign on your chest, literally getting something was scripted or fated to happen, to be. But anyways, I was getting the energy about like the fake royal family. They're like, I'm also hearing David Rothschild, but I'm getting something regarding this fake royal family. They like sit on gold. They sit on these platinum-like forms. They sit on like all this money, all of this like prized possession, you know, and all of it belongs to you, black woman. Wow, literally the world. The world is yours. Also hearing again, the world is it's not what it seems. This is not a man's world. There's a woman in the center again. I'm also getting Adam and Eve, the serpent, or the Eve gene, the mitochondria Eve gene here, significant for the black woman to the black woman. Yeah, something is coming in, like, slowly but surely. I keep getting that. I'm also getting empresses. Yeah, I'm also getting you are an emperor in an empress body. So this could be, like, where you're masculine in the spiritual realm. This is why I said something is, like, heating up, the gamma brain waves. This is where you're going to be like in a higher focus or like a vigilant state or non-stoppable force. Yeah, it's like you know yourself. Also getting the number one rule was to know thyself. This is significant or this is a significant time. Also getting bloody waters or muddy waters. This could be a rapture or a flood. Wow. I keep pulling this card, the Temperance. Also getting you have earned your wounds, you have earned your stripes in the spiritual realm. You have earned your black belt. Wow, the fucking truth. Literally, also getting well done, black woman. Wow. Wow, the Queen of Swords. The Queen, I'm also hearing Queen of England. Queen. Goddesses, gods. Also hearing ETs. I keep getting extraterrestrials here. Also getting deities. This is another godly force here. I'm getting something regarding Terminators. This could be Judgment Day. Terminator Judgment Day. I'm also getting the sea lion in Egypt. They knocked her nose off. I see this and then a tower. Something is coming or like someone is resurrecting. I'm also getting Egyptologists, the ones who like snoop. I'm hearing snooping. Someone is snooping. Or like, I'm hearing rape. Wow. I'm also getting the very same ones studying you or the very same ones, like, raping you. Like, they follow you. They want you. They need you. They're obsessed with you. They love you. Nine of Pentacles to the Ace of Cups. But they'll literally, like, deceive you, you know? This could even be slavery where you, like, we allowed them in. We trusted them. Literally getting that. This is, like, the Egypt civilization here, where it's like you guys taught, you guys showed them the way, you guys taught them how to be. This could even be in the present days where you teach people, you help people, you lend a hand, you give them like a, like the clothes off of your back is also what I'm getting here, and they'll turn around and deceive you, Ten of Swords, so they'll turn around and kill you, literally, but the Ten of Wands as well. I'm also getting you'll never see it coming. I'm hearing revival. I'm also getting survival. Survival of the fittest. You are like a warrior in disguise. I'm also getting the Zulu warriors here. Truth. I'm also getting a nation. I'm also getting American Dream is significant for this. Something is coming out, the Joker, or something was a joke, something was false, something like false claims, since false promiscuity, Also, in your lips, your essence, your nose, your body, your butt, something was like blasphemized or like sexualized, something perverted. Okay, let's get into it. I have so many. I don't want to read this stuff. Yeah. Okay. This is a whole lecture. Okay, let's get another deck so we can just fly. I'm also getting you will be the only species to fly. You'll be the only one to know how to fly, to remember how to fly. Or you're going to get this, like, you're going to wake up. I'm really getting that. You're going to wake up and, like, know everything, literally. You can feel this today. Like, suddenly I know it all, or suddenly I feel it all. I can sense it all. Okay. I hear that Jesus, which is Jesus, the original, the Son of God. Also getting your son is your God here. If you have a son and you're a black woman, that's your God. Or you should obey, in a sense, the veil. Yeah, the truth is coming. I see Helios literally derived from the Greek term son. So there, it's like the truth is merging with the lie. I'm also getting you have to, like, decipher the truth within the lie. They'll always, like, place your truth mixed in with their lie. Yeah, rooted. Something is like encoded within your codes. Your codes is encoded within your code. So your DNA here. I'm also getting the double helix. I'm hearing something about the cranial as well. I'm also getting your eyes. The way you perceive is differently from the rest of the world. Hearing the realms, so you can see through the realm, or you can take people higher, you can take someone higher to another realm. Also, then your portal is another dimension. Literally, your vagina is another dimension. A lot of people could be wanting that or wanting you. Also, then feast. People could want to taste you. This literally happened where we would get eaten, our children would get eaten, the children would get, like, thrown to alligators. Us as women would get, like, raped and then mutilated. Yeah, the journey. It was a long road. It was a tough time. I'm also getting the 12 disciples, the 12 zodiacs, the 12 major organisms of the body, 12 tribes of Israel, Israel. I'm also seeing the 12 months of the calendar, 12 hours in a day. Hearing something regarding July is significant, could be significant for you. Also getting brujas, you're the true bruja, or you're the only one who knows how to, like, perform true chemistry, true alchemy here. Also getting shapeshifters or hybrids, gypsies here, trickster spirits. You have a trickster element, protection. Yeah, it's just something of who you are. I'm also getting darkness in the light. There's darkness in a light, or this is like darkness. We're living in darkness or the dark age. So I'm saying Noel, in the Bible, Noel. Mischief, getting something regarding the book or the book of lies, the book of something here. Getting the book of lies, haunted, and then banshee, yeah. Something was created to destroy you. Something was created to keep you stuck. I'm hearing a paradigm. I'm also hearing a paradigm shift. I'm also hearing rebirth. Rebirth of the woman, rebirth of the fetus. I'm hearing the fetus. So this could be like all of the children rising. Yeah, intuition. You're going to feel this coming. You're going to feel a shift. Seeing or hearing, it's happening now. Like, there's like an entire, like, layout of something being, like, unfolded. The veil. Didn't you just see the veil? Literally. Divination. Yeah, the divine is doing something right in front of your eyes. Or you could be doing something. The sacral chakra. Exactly. So there's something right in your hands or right between your legs. see here, Parthino, which is Greek for virgin. Also the Virgin Mary, like I said. Also in Adam and Eve, they were mimicking you. Also a prediction. You could predict something. You may have this precognitive ability here, naturally. Also being all black women have a natural instinct. Also being common sense is not so common. I heard here could be earth, could realize this. Like a lot of people around you aren't so wise. Yeah, the owl aren't so strong. A lot of people fall victim to a lie. I'm also getting complacency or cognitive dissonance is significant to this species. Yes, seductive. It's like where you have to fall in line. Literally, I'm literally getting fall in line or fall. This is the fall of, like, women, the fall of your race. You have to fall in line or abide. I'm literally getting abide. I see here Genesis, creation. Genesis with the book or the book of Genesis. Yeah, voices. Also getting voices that are coming to you or like there's something happening overnight. Like I said, a thief in the night or like a spirit is coming to you. Wow, dark moon. This is where you're gonna start to feel this is something regarding the wind. The winds of Mother Earth. Also getting strong, yeah, how? Voices. It's almost as if like the winds are gonna start to communicate the elemental forces. The elemental gods, almost like the animals, are going to create something or shift something for you. I'm also getting something regarding, like I said, the glitch in the matrix. The animals are going to be able to, like, sense something. I see your rebirth. They're going to sense when, like, the sky is opening. I'm literally getting that. I'm also hearing the seventh seal or the trumpet, the wailing trumpet. I'm also hearing a trombone. Trombone is significant. Yeah, rebirth again. So the animals could be signifying something or calling some. Yeah, the transformation. Most of them, the animals are actually your elders. The animals are actually your ancestors. Yeah, they're older than you. The animals are older than you, and they were here before you. The black cat, literally, the lions, the felines, like I said, the cats, the sphinx. Is significant. I'm also hearing that was a woman. They knocked the nose off for a reason. Hearing distinction. They wanted to keep you away from who you were or what was the truth. So they put a man in charge of the world. Literally, like common truth. I'm also getting the truth lies in your hand or like the truth is encoded within your hand, your thumbprint, the number 9. I'm also hearing 9 equal beings here. Of literally the cosmos of dark matter, dark ether. You were born of darkness or born into darkness. This could also be physical, where you were born into darkness. Mental disorder, yeah. Literally getting where everything around you was literally spiraling against you or posing against you, and you still survived as a black woman. Yeah, hard not life. Exactly. I see here screams, pains, and agony. This is where the world is now bowing down to you or owing you everything. Everything is now, everything is here. No need to worry, no need to fear. Exactly, wow. Also hearing a master plan or a master mind. I see here the mitochondria Eugene, the first woman, represents the essential life, giving Neanderthal. Literally getting you gave Neanderthal the life. Or you birthed the first, like, you know, you birthed the first son. You birthed the first son. I'm also getting hydrokinetic or hydromancy is significant for you. You have a creative or telepathic ability here with matter. IQ, yeah. I see your reasoning, problem solving, and abilities, literally. No matter what, you'll get the job done. No matter what, you'll know how to do it. You'll execute the plan. You'll take it home. Literally getting that? You're literally getting the divine is counting on you. Picking that energy up. Telepathy, yeah. It's like you're going to receive guidance on how to do something. I'm hearing fellows. So your ancestors are like telling you, telepathically communicating some form of truth or some form of lie as well. Yeah, wiser than most. complex at birth. Also, then your children are going to be walking before the age of one, literally. You're going to birth geniuses. You're going to birth gods. Also, going to like neuroscientists, neurologists, biologists, herbalists, like natural geniuses who are in tune with Earth, with the planet. I'm also getting astrologists, like your children are going to literally be before you, or the future. Your children are the future, literally, or the children is the future. I'm also getting thug life, the hate you give, literally affects the infants. It says pretty taught me ugly lessons. I'm also getting just because you're beautiful doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It actually made it harder. Graham, exactly. Being mother made it harder. I'm also getting a mother's job is never actually done. Apparently it's never finished. Even when you're done, you're just getting started. I'm also getting even when you're sitting still, you're still working. Literally, telepathy, that's not telepathy. The essence of the spirit is food. I'm also getting your sweetest pie. You're spicy as well. I'm getting someone sweet and spicy. Like you have this, tart effect. I don't know why I'm getting that. Comprehensive, excuse me. I'm also getting the energy where it's like you can play dumb or you play the fool. Like you have that natural ability to allow people to show their true colors, expose their true nature just by letting them talk. People literally act the fool, play the fool. I see her be quiet. Wow, just by being quiet. Also, it says, be quiet, you are heard. Also, see here, Congo, Africa. Yeah, this is like the tribe. Also, in Tanzania, you could be like, of like, this is why I'm picking up this energy so heavy. Like, all these native tribes, these are energy where, like, the Y chromosome once existed all around these planets. I'm also having Atlantean, the Atlantean forces, barricade. I'm also getting a destruction. Like a fall. I keep getting a fall. Like a sudden fall here. Or you were there when you guys fell. This could literally be slavery. You were there when it took place. When it all happened here. Super Saiyan. This is where it's going to, like, you're going to receive this rage, that war, literally through your DNA. I'm seeing your DNA is being activated here. Also hanging down your spine. So this is a lot of trans communication or neurotransmitters. Basically, like, penetrating, like, memories within you. This is your Akashic Records. Something that's being revitalized, repenetrated, recaptured. I'm also hearing a capture. You're going to capture something or something was captured. I'm also getting the universe, the stars, or cameras. Something was captured on camera or something was, like, laid out. Like, it was imprinted in, like, the construct of the universe. This could be also where the electromagnetic field around Mother Earth has, like, captured or, like, stored. Like, it withstanded all of the, like, damage done. It literally, I'm hearing before time, or this was at the beginning of time, or, like, before today. I don't know. Before time. Something was, like, emitted or, like basically, like, distilled within Earth. Within the core, this could be why it stopped. Literally, most of the rivers, the waters are drying. So underwater, or not underwater, wow, this could be significant too. But I'm getting something regarding, like, the rivers are, like, drying. The planet is, like, brittle. It's going to break. It's going to fall. It's going to crack. Something is going to bang. There's going to be a big bang. I'm literally hearing a big bang theory. Something is literally going to come to for real. I'm hearing for real. Or to the physical. Wow. That was deep. Also hearing atom or the atom, your actual vessel, your actual, like, your bloodline. I'm getting something regarding your blood. Something is so very pivotal. Also hearing if you don't have the sun blood or, like, if you don't have the blood of the sun, something is not right for you. You have the devil. You're chained to a lie. You're bound. You're bound. Someone is bound. Wow, look at this. Look at this, y'all. I'm not very negative at that. Okay. I don't have to lie. I'm also getting this is a joke. Something is a joke. Or men. I'm hearing something regarding men is a joke. Yeah, it's like someone tied you up and, like, they didn't realize that you had the ability to morph into the material itself. really seeing that, yeah, the imprint. It's like where you, like someone tied you up in tape and tried to throw you away, and you literally, you became everywhere. You became everywhere. I'm seeing this scene from, what is it called? Star Wars? When he died, I forget his name. I'm hearing it, but I can't say it. Dang. But I'm getting the energy where it's like he was taken out. He was assassinated, literally. Yeah, I see your lineage and then strength in the reverse. Really, literally. It was like you guys were assassinated or, like, corrupted here, a corrupted climate, a corrupted change. This could also be, like, weather manipulation here. But he was, like, corrupted or, like, assassinated, rather. And, like, he begins to morph into, like, the walls. He became, like, the walls begin to, like, talk. Your voice is coming from nowhere. Like, you're spiraling from thin air. Also, really getting stormy weather. Also, hearing instantality or infinite immortality here is significant for you. You have the ability to never die, yeah, to never be stopped. And then this is that same energy. This is where you're able to be everywhere at once. You're a shifter. You're a shapeshifter here. You're a hybrid. You're a true hybrid. I'm also hearing war. You're a war. Or you came to cause, like, change. You are literally change. I'm also getting the only true constant is change. Change brings destruction, or destruction brings change. That's that muddy water you were channeling. I'm also getting fixture. Yeah, the high horse. I don't know why I said the high horse, but I'm channeling. So the high horse, the high front, the creator. I'm also getting a Kamara. Yeah, the beginning of time. I'm also hearing Michael Jackson, do you remember the time? So this is where all of your information or your stored pains, traumas, experiences, it's coming to the now. Everything is going to come to the now. I'm hearing believe it or not. Yeah, the route, the ride along is also what I'm getting here. Yeah, the ride along. I'm also hearing a chariot. This is the chariot, or this is the triumph. This is your success. Literally hearing that, like, this is success for you. It's like the ride is over, or like the road, you're at the end of the road, or you're at the end of the tunnel here. This is where you have to walk through, like, the shadows of death, literally getting, you have to, like, become darkness to see the light, or you have to embody darkness. Hearing something regarding the heavens is coming to earth, or the sky is falling. Let's see. I'm also hearing dysfunctional. You could coexist with a lot of dysfunctional people. Literally, I'm also getting you can work with a lot of dysfunctional people, or you can realize, like, your intelligence, your level of intelligence is way more complex than the ones around you. Or it's like you think too fast for people, you speak too fast for people, you come off too strong. It's like you're too much. It's like you're a man and a woman, literally getting a woman. Or a female. I'm also getting motherhood is significant. I think Beyonce said a line in her song, Who Run the World, Girl. That's another significant song here. But she was like, in her song, she said, we bear the children. We're strong enough to bear the children, then still get back to business. It's like the mother's job is never done. I'm also getting someone can kick you down. Also be a man. Someone can kick you down or, like, take you for granted, steal your love here, waste your time, and you'll still find strength, the power, the ability to keep it going. Wow. Literally, yes, yeah, since child, since birth, since a toddler, since a jit. That's what I'm hearing. Yeah, I'm also getting towers or tower moments coming, or karma. This could even be karma, literally, or your karma is being, like, recaptured, restored. Justice is being served. That's what I'm getting here. The sun, yeah, this is where the sun is, like, I'm hearing alleviating. The sun could be alleviating you. Or, like, trauma, hearing traumatized. The empress, the sun is alleviating you from, like, trauma, past pains. I'm also hearing pain and pressure, literally. I'm hearing a line from Eminem. He was like, I'm tearing down all the balconies to everyone who looked down on me. Literally. Yeah, do what I say. And then right behind it, confirmation, the metaphysics. I'm also hearing, like, enjoy this. Like, this is a very fun time. This is a good time to laugh, to smile, to dance, to be happy. You're truly free. You're freer than you think. Yeah, I'm literally seeing temporal. This is the 3D realm. This is temporary, but I'm literally getting, like, temporal, the 3D or the physical matter, physical nature. I'm also getting practicality versus spirituality. Something here is like sunlight, again, the shift of the woman, the shift of the man, hot boy, hot girl. The sun is burning something up or like burning you up, fueling you up, literally. I see the Caduceus pattern, the Caduceus pattern, excuse me, that's giving me the energy of like the I'm hearing Virgin Mary or the Adam and Eve. Hearing the cycle or like the beginning, the alpha to the omega. Something is like the beginning and the end. You're the beginning and the end here. Yeah, you're on a contract or this was a test for you. Also hearing for mankind. Also hearing a lot of failures. Yeah, 44 energy. A lot of people failed the test. A lot of people failed God. Yeah, the sunken place. Now they'll be like casted. When they're getting, people are being casted away from heaven or away from you. Use your powers. I'm also hearing setting boundaries at this time. I'm also hearing heroes, you're a hero. Or you're God's hero. I'm also hearing you're the greatest. The greatest of all time, you're the GOAT. Call judgment, yeah. Exactly. I mean, you're all I need. This could be God saying you're all she needs. You're all that's needed. I'm also seeing the symbolism of the pharaohs with the woman with her arm around them. The pharaohs would always, like, recognize the power in woman. They never were to, like, put down a woman or, like, overlook a woman for that matter. They would always recognize and, like, I guess I can say, I don't know, uplift the nature, the essence of a woman, literally. Most of it, a man couldn't do it without a woman. Or every man, there's a man for every woman. I see here she, and the word she is a he, and the word woman, there's a man, and the word female, there's a male, and the word he, there's a man, or human. I'm also getting person, so there's always some form of masculinity, basically like manipulating the concept of the creator, so there's always some form of like power, or like power hunger, or power like catch. There's a catch or a gimmick to every, like, to every concept. This could even be, like, language, hearing forbidden. Something is forbidden or, like, it's not what it seems to be. This is where the truth is hidden in the lie. And we were just speaking of Beyonce. She's playing. I see her lions, felines, female ran, excuse me, females ran and led the packs. So, yeah, that's that same energy of the felines or the the female lion would literally run the pack of, like, males. So they would protect, literally getting that energy. Speaking of the Egyptians, the male would protect, but the woman would, like, serve. The woman would literally, like, be the thinker. Like, the intuition here, the inner tube is also what I'm getting. Getting something regarding an inner tube. It could also be water. But I'm getting something regarding, like, the female with the inner realm. And the masculine was the outer realm. This is why they have a phallus that comes outwardly. We have a portal that goes inwardly. We have a deeper connection, a deeper, like, sense of awareness to the world around you, to the ways of the world. A man needs you. I see her satanic. Also getting Satan knows this. Also getting Jezebel spirits. This is why a lot of people are sold out or, like, the super promiscuous sexual, like, figures, literally, I'm getting figures or toys or, like, objects, selling your body, your bloodline. I'm also getting red rum or murder. Something is coming out regarding, like, the fall. Color me steady, literally getting, painting a picture, someone painting a false image. or a false image. That's not the black woman, or that's not how she should be. That's not her nature. Also getting that masculinity within a woman, like being the man and the woman, or like running the household, is not in the nature of a woman. You need a man as well. They said I'm crazy. Possibly, yeah. This is where the woman would always be labeled insane. I'm also hearing like ghetto or tortured, like you were always given the sour hand. That's why we were picking up bitter, that tartness. You could be sweet, but you taste tart. It's like where people would always have your name in their mouth. You're getting someone saying, like, I hope it tastes good to you, or I hope my name is sour to you. This is where the principle of thought, this is where, like, even just the thought of a black woman is dangerous. You know what I'm saying? Putting a word against a black woman will cause you ultimate curses. It will cause you ultimate failure. It will cause you ultimate destruction in life. Yeah, blood on my hands. It's like, literally, I'm hearing despised. You're despised by the universe. You're nothing. Yeah, Adam's beginning, and then look, ashes to ashes. I'm also hearing dust to dawn. Like, it's a collection to the planet. Or we're under judgment. So I'm getting here from the beginning to the end. We're under judgment. Also getting surveillance. You're being watched. Let death seize them. Yeah, whatever was done to you, reverse the inverted. Yeah, the inverted, the interim. So I'm getting here. It's coming out. Like, everything that was, like, at the bottom is going to the top. Whoever was at the bottom is going to the top. Whoever was last is now first. Whoever wasn't heard, you're the loudest now. This is the race, the black woman, the Eugene. I'm hearing the creation, the creator. This is you guys. Let me see. I'm also getting the cobra, the serpent, like a caduceus pattern here. Something regarding the, it's like symbolic for like enlightenment. I'm also hearing entanglement is significant. You may need to watch out. Yeah, devil smirk. You may need to protect your portal. Close your portal here. Close your legs. Or watch who you let in your life. Almost said light. So this could be like affecting your ability to think, to maneuver. So like it can, literally, this is deep. It's like where you're having a woman, literally, I see you take it up with the God. A woman is like having sex with like the wrong, like the enemy, literally getting sleeping with the enemy. And it's like causing like corruption to your bloodline, hearing taboo. It could be taboo to your bloodline. Did you just hear that confirmation in the back? Also getting like sleeping with the white man is like bad for your DNA. It's like detrimental is what I'm getting here. Literally. I see going nowhere fast. Yeah, it's like I'm getting something regarding this new generation. Play the fool, exactly, and then deeper. It's just getting at this. This is deeper than we know. This is deeper than we think. When it rains bows, it ain't colorful. Yeah. It's like you think that people who you're dealing with, I'm literally getting it's not what it seems. We're living in a lie, or we're living a lie. This is the universe moving in insanity. We're okay. We're complacent with insanity or a slow death. Literally getting that. Yeah, balance. The white man. Literally getting something regarding the white man or white women. So this could be like the black race sleeping with outside races. Saying All Hallows Eve. I'm also getting give it to God. Yeah, give it to God. Or the nine evil beings is in your hand. Something regarding your thumbprint or your print. Something regarding your identification is significant. Who you are is significant. I'm also getting the number, like the number or your social is so significant. Be careful or protect yourself. Yeah. Something regarding Mother Nature is coming out or coming up or waking up. Literally getting waking up. It's time to wake up. Also, is what I'm getting here. Also, getting back from the dead or deceased figures are going to be roaming this realm. Literally getting a lot of women or masculine women. This could also be you. Like, you're going to step into this, like, alpha state here or this, like, I'm literally getting go-getter. You're going to become, like, this unstoppable force. I'm also getting time no longer exists. Yeah, last of a minute. Zachary. I'm also getting I Ain't No Killer, But Don't Push Me. I see that the infinity symbol, serpent, again, the tapping into like the consciousness or the enlightenment of one's like self, or like knowing thyself, literally. I'm also getting like the complexity of your mind, like I was channeling this focus fusion. Something is like it's helping for your brain to like split and be able to like interpret higher levels of like I'm hearing function. So it's like your ability to maneuver, to like operate is literally going to be like out of this world, or like on a higher dimension. You're going to be like on the 3D, but in the 5D, in the 6D. Also getting the 12th dimension is significant, or this could be the number 12, the 12 major organs, like I said, 12 days in the calendar, or 12 years. I don't know why I'm picking up 12 years. Something's going to take place or happen in 12 years, or something took place 12 years ago. We're getting from today's time 12 years ago, and then 12 years coming. We're hearing as above, so below. This is could also be time being non-existent, or the number 12, something significant, or abomination, something. I'm also getting a single cell, the Y chromosome. So this is the 12 strands of DNA, the 12 days on a, I'm talking too fast, the 12 hours on a clock. I'm literally getting 12, 12, 12, 12, 12. Something is mimicking you, Black woman, the creator's story. The creation, the Virgin Mary. There's something here about the Bible as well. Something was about you. I keep getting like the forbidden fruit as well. Didn't we get a card that said the essence of the spirit is fruit? Literally getting something is a lie, or a lie is being fed to you, or seducing you. Yes, either they warned you. I'm also getting this is a warning from God, from the cosmos. Wow. Living with them, I see the cosmos. I'm also getting spirit guides or spiritual help. Spit in the face. It's going to be like, wow, this was happening, or this was taking place the entire time. I'm also getting like the red blood trucks. They're Black women. You should be the last thing going in there. They tie it to money. I say, yes, you read people's thoughts, even if they say otherwise. Yeah, it's like you know better. That's what I'm getting here. You know more. Yeah, no spirit, soulless. I'm also getting they're usurping your essence. That's your essence, your blood. See here, hallowed be thy name. I'm also getting God, or calling onto God, or calling onto the heavens, the ethereal waters. Something is coming out about the waters, or we're living in water. I'm also getting submerged. We're submerged in water. Blood ain't thicker. Also getting your physical family is not your real family. Also getting blood tie or mob tie, that's your ancestors or your lineage. The powers of the creators are coming through you. Also getting camo or like real assassins, real gang members. You're the official gang member. Or, like, there's no other game compared to you. Your powers are naturally inhabited. It's not found. It can't be taught. It can't be, like, even expressed. I'm hearing half the shit you know, or a lot of what you know. Literally getting, like, secrets or codes or keys. The world can't be taught, or, like, this is just sacred. Something here is, like, classified. It's, like, very, like, limited here. I'm also getting what you speak should be limited. You should bite your tongue a lot more, or like stay mysterious. You're ever getting mysterious, or become a mystery to the world, and literally just walk your path, do what you gotta do as a Black woman. I think you're the nucleus. Bruce Lee had a, this is where we get into the waters. I really want to get into this because I was channeling this heavy. Water. I see that Bruce Lee, he quoted, be like water, become fluid, become flexible. literally in both the mind and the body from getting something regarding a continuous ongoing cycle or a continuous ongoing, like, phase or something. But you stood tall. You never changed. This could be significant. You never folded. They knew. They just hit it. Yeah, this was the truth. You must have knew emergency. Yeah. You already knew something would come out, or you already knew something would happen here. Can't trust them, or you already knew people for who they were. This is where you can naturally feel people's, like, spirit. You have, like, this natural knowing here. Also, I was picking up an energy where it's like you can see people's hands and know something about them, or, like, you could read their past. Getting, like, a palmist here, but this is on a psychological level here. It's like where you're able to, like, see, like, someone's fingernails or, like, their hands and know their history, know something about their past or know who they were. Or, like, this is that memory phone. I'm also getting water holds and memory. I'm getting something regarding, like, you naturally, like, tapping into, like, getting something regarding the wires in your brain. It's like reconnecting something from the past or from past lives. Put it where it resonates, but it's like you're picking up or you're channeling something out of your even level of comprehension. It's like what's understood cannot be explained. That's as best as it gets for me. I don't know. It's like where you can see someone and you just know. You just know, okay, I remember this person, or like, there's something regarding this spirit that's off. This person, like, there's nothing new under the sun. History repeats. Also, I was speaking to someone, and he was like, it's like history repeats, or like it's the same roads, just different life. I'm also getting, you have walked these roads before, or you've been here multiple times. Yeah, the solar plexus. I'm also getting your soul. You have an old soul, or your connection to the sun. I'm also getting solar flares. But I get a really heavy energy where it's like you have the ability now to perceive, like, even like hair follicles. You're going to be able to read people just by the texture of their hair, the style of their walk. It's like between the lines. I'm also getting a dark psychologist or a manipulator here. You have the ability to manipulate a situation to work out in your favor without being manipulative. This is deep, or this is powerful. We're beginning that. Yeah, well-deserved. This is just who you are with the number 9 at the fucking top. I can't make this shit up. So I'm saying break every chain. You've broke out of a code. You've broke out of a systematic way of living. I'm saying an alchemist. This is just who you are. I'm also getting necromancy. Being with the dead, communing with spirits. Or you have a high, like, I'm really getting psychics or, like, tarot readers, clairsentience, clairaudience, like, natural. You don't have to go to school for this. I'm also getting a natural protective spirit or a natural, you're naturally protected. You have been protected from death multiple times. You don't even know. Naturally. Also, you don't have to do, yeah, naturally, or you're saved, or you'll always come out. You'll always shine naturally. It's just, it's in you. Really getting that? It's in you. Also, it's futility. I don't know. There's something regarding, like, the impossibles, the vain, you know, things that are just, like, irreceptible, like, things that are just non-negotiable. I don't know. It's like, if it wasn't for you, you know, it wouldn't be, it couldn't be. Most of your life on earth without, like, the placenta, the pregnancy, the whole nine, really getting the whole nine, without that, there would be no existence. Time wouldn't matter. There would even be nothing to, like, even see the black woman. Yeah. Okay, so this is, like I said, where we get into the water. I'm also getting the revelations. If you were living through the revelations, or this is a revelation. I'm also getting revolutionary. Let me see. I'm getting the holy waters to begin with. So this is where we basically get into, like, the hollow earth. Hallowed be thy name, the hollow earth. So the heavenly realms, at the beginning of the Bible, he basically, she, and the word she is the word he, so just take it. He was like the creator, and he split the waters, so the heavenly waters, he split the heavenly waters from the earthly waters or the earthly plains. So I'm literally getting weird, like walking giants, you're a walking giant, but I'm literally getting the energy where like the waters that were consuming, the elements that were consuming, the particles that were consuming is water. Everything is water-based. Everything is composed of a water element or the atom. It's water. I don't know. I'm also getting, you can't see atoms. You can't see frequencies. You can't see forces. This is like another level of... waters, yeah, the rivers are drying. Yeah, so this is where, like, the earth is literally, like, compressing or, like, crumbling. Literally getting, you could see, like, acid. I'm hearing acid fault. I'm also getting the sun rays. But I'm getting something regarding, like, you can see the earth crumbling, or you may see, like, dust particles falling from the sky or mist, or you could have always had this ability to see, like, ores or, like, floaters. They're called floaters. You may have always had this ability here. I'm also hearing a grand gesture, or this is just something it comes with it. It comes with it. I'm getting a strong energy where it's like, even if you have it all of it wants you, or like what you don't want wants you, or where you don't go, I don't know. It's like it comes to you. So this could be that manipulative tactic, or like that natural pull. You have a natural pull on things, on people, on earth here. So this, that same energy, if you don't think about something, it comes to you. Or if you don't overindulge, it's like, I don't know, it brings balance to something here. I'm also getting your menstrual cycle, your blood. I see it as it is in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. I see here father. So if we break down the word father, it literally has ether, which is the aether realm, the father. I'm also getting the father, son, and Holy Spirit, but it's really mind, body, soul. So there's a complete, like, getting, like, correspondence. There's, like, something that's, like, a parallel, really being a parallel universe, but there's something parallel, like the lion's truth. You have to decipher, use your discernment, or this is the black woman's natural gift, discernment. Here, mother, father, child, not father, son, spirit. It's literally mind, body, soul, or like I said, the mother, father, child. So the mother, the creator, the father, the implanter, and then the child, the son. So there's something regarding like you, nature, and then like the son. There's a correspondence, like conjunction here. Literally, let me see, the water of life. Yeah, the spirit. I see here divine. Okay, so now we're getting into the waters. The divine, it literally, I broke it down. You know how people say dive in your waters? So you can't tell me everything isn't about water. 1-1-1-1-1. You can't tell me everything isn't about water or fluidity or like I said, the water of life, or like literally hearing the churn. Something regarding the churn is significant for you. We're also getting like I said, divine is Latin for God. Dive in her waters. If I broke down that word, I literally have it here. I broke down dive in, divine. So when men use this word, like that parallel energy again, when like today's society, we go by these like notions or whatever, these sayings, and it's like in correspondence to reality. I'm also getting the real in now. Reality, if you break these words down, it's like the reality in now. Okay, so let's move forward. Let's see here, the first chapter of Genesis, Moses wrote, and God said, let there be rakia, spirits, the firmament, literally the firmament, in the midst of waters, and let it divide the waters from the water. So as you can see, it's that whole concept of like the firmament, the ethereal realm, the higher realms, the higher atmospheres are waters. And then below waters, everything around us. They say Earth is 75% water. We are composed of 75% water. Even the brain is water. I'm also getting the air that we breathe is water. Even if it's not like a because water comes in three different forms, correct? The mist, a solid, and a liquid. So it's like if we're not physically absorbing water, we are like breathing in a mist of water, correct? So either way, the solid, the liquids and gases, everything is water. Everything surrounds, everything is composed of water. Everything is literally water-based. You know what I'm saying? So regardless of where we want to fight this truth, I'm also hearing of a war, fighting a war. You could be fighting a war or the heavens, something regarding the heavens, wars. You've been getting waters. The rivers are drying. I'm also hearing overconsumption. This could be like where the humans, I'm hearing humans are like stealing from or usurping, overutilizing like what was given to us. This could be waters or like contaminating our waters, literally. Wow. I just want to let it sit there for a minute, okay? Damn, that was so cool. But anyways, yeah, I just love when spirit confirms, you know. Let me see. One more message. Stop looking for yourself in the world and look for yourself in you. Exactly. Okay. I'm literally getting your inner world, not of it. Like I said, you may have had to fall in line. That's that whole energy. I'm also getting you don't fit in with the rest. A lot of us try to fit in with the crew to feel good, to feel like better. Also, if you're lusting for the wrong ones, this could also be like where people or women, black women, this is a message for the black women, where us as black women, we're like settling for less or settling for bare minimum, literally getting that, or like selling our bodies or like over-sexualizing our identity, our bodies. We're literally gold and magic, and we should be kept sacred and left a mystery, you know? To the rest of the world, literally getting we're overdoing for nothing in the end. Literally, I'm also getting a situation where like women are sleeping with like white men for money or stability. That's also like settling for less. Literally, at the end of the day, you could think that you're gaining, but you're falling in line. Yeah, but let's get into the waters again. I think the terrestrial youngs. I didn't mean to say that, but that's taking me back to the energy where you're having elders. If you're creating or procreating, you're like birthing gods, extraterrestrial forces here. Well, I'm hearing like hybrids or like I'm hearing genomes. I don't know why I'm hearing genomes. So these are terrestrial forces as well. I'm also getting immortal to mortals. So, yeah, be careful with that. You don't want to mix the blood with, like, a mortal because you're immortal. You don't want to mix DNA or, like, mix blood ties with the wrong, like, bloodline here. I'm literally getting, you don't know who you're dealing with. You may not see who's truly there. You're only looking at the physical, 1616. I'm also getting 16 breaking down to an 8, the infinity symbol, immortality, mortals, okay, period. But I was getting into the energy where I was talking about the air, like solids, liquids, and gases. So we're actually consuming water. So are we truly amphibians? Because if we're breathing in vaporized water, are we truly capable of, like, you know, being amphibians, truly. Think about it. A mermaid? What are you talking about? Think about it. Merman. We are literally, like, they're finding life at the bottom of the ocean, and I actually mean life. Humanoids at the bottom of the ocean, or, like, they're being captured on certain islands, literally. Literally getting places around the world are, like, closed out from other humans, or, like, they're reachable to certain people. Literally, I'm also getting caves or certain like forests or like Amazon forests.
they're like off limits to certain people. Well, sometimes dense people are like bad people. They're off limits, or they don't want to deal with them. Literally getting the movie Avatar, you know, when they had like cut down the tree and literally getting the tree of life, so taking us back to the placenta, or like trees and the veins, the tree of life, you, black woman. It's like certain people intruding in like code or like natural law, literally getting universal law. You have intruders, or like we're being intruded as a whole, as a kind, as a race. Also hearing behind me, so this could be like, oh, love wins behind me. But I was thinking about something regarding your past. Something is behind you. I'm in charge. I'm literally getting you're in charge now. Something happened in the past. Yeah, they ain't spiritual. And then reptilians. Yeah, the reptilians, the draconians, the insectoids. Maybe you had, like, in a past life, like, allowed them or trusted them or let them in or believed them. Yeah, wiser than most. This is where you, like, you took their word for it. Literally hearing that, you took their word for it. And it, like, conjunction, yeah. You came together with them. You let them in. You let them know something. You taught them how to be. I'm also getting cavemen. Or like four-legged people, people on all fours. What are you, four-legged people? Insectoids? Literally, yeah. Children. This is where they like betrayed you. Or they like, they went for your children. They raped. They stole. They kidnapped. To this day, the islands, what we're just channeling. I'm also getting like the Rothschilds. Keep getting David Rothschild. I'm saying promiscuous. These could be like pedophiles. Yeah, the seven deadly sins. These are pedophiles. I'm saying pedophilia. Yeah, falling apart. Yes, this is the energy. Should I pull more energy on this? I'm saying the Epstein Island. Children, magnet. You're gonna be called to the forefront to do something here. You have a calling. You're being called. Yeah, hate is quite a child, or the children are most hated. They love the children. I'm also getting adrenochrome. The kidneys. The adrenochrome targets the kidneys, or the adrenal glands literally are on the kidneys. So something here is significant here. Time. I'm also getting the Orisians are coming, or they're coming through to you. I see here the seven deadly sins. Yeah. They're going to teach you something. Got to get the last laugh. Yeah, they're going to teach you something. Or the manipulation, a manipulative tactic here, even how to get your way, how to succeed, how to win. I'm also being winning at all costs. So let me get some water before we get back into this. So can we think about this for a second? I have the density and air pressures. So let's just say you go to the very top. You notice the airplanes are flying lower and lower. Literally getting the atmospheric pressures or the ionized particles. There's an ionized like shield around the Earth. Let's just think of it that way. And this is why I love doing my math. Literally getting, make sure you do your math. Make sure you're putting two and two together. We have like an ionosphere around Earth, if that makes sense to you guys. Literally getting something regarding like the particles. If you go too high, you notice certain birds don't fly as high anymore. You notice planes are getting lower and lower. They're not flying as high. They're not capable. They're not able to. Literally getting something regarding the pressure being emitted from the sun, or like the intensity of the sun. We're putting X flare. Or I'm hearing classified, something that's like X flares or like N flares. Yeah. Something or C flare. Damn. A lot of like energy is being like penetrated onto Earth or penetrating Earth. Like the density is so immense or intense at the very top of the world, also being the very bottom of the oceans. You notice, like, we can't really go too high up without feeling the need to, like, go lower, or, like, without feeling the need to, like, it's like being suffocated in a pressure, the oxygen levels are lower, the air pressure is higher. Mostly at the bottom of the ocean, like, it's harder for people to swim too low because it's like the air pressure, it begins to, like, there's too much weight, or, like, the intensity, it's, like, literally compressing the body, literally being as above, so below. We're in a trap. We're in a dome. We're in some form of, like, I'm hearing bugle. I don't know why I'm hearing that, but I'm literally getting the dome. I'm seeing colorless gas. Water. What is the gas? Odorless. Colorless, tasteless, water. There's an intensity. I'm also thinking we're in a fishbowl, the firmament. The round, there's something regarding round, like around us. It's water, maybe even. Let me see if I can pull some illustrative, like, messages where we can look at the pictures and basically dictate what is being communicated here. Oh, I got some sick. I'm also getting a lot of pressure. This is happening by design. This is on purpose. The deeper you go, the more pressure, the less oxygen. Fishes can breathe underwater and on land. We can breathe on land and consume water. How come when we're drinking water, we're not drowning? If we're not able to, I don't know, withstand water, I'm not going to close your eyes. Higher power, black woman. What's beginning this? The fetus, when the placenta, that's, they're literally in water the entire time. It says here, if we can intake water, how can't we inhale water? But at the same time, aren't we? There's water everywhere. I see her water movement. Okay, so let's get into this. So if you ever think about it, when you're in water trying to run, isn't it like a slower, like, what correspondence or a slower response, like, as opposed to, like, when you're running on land and then when you're in a dream? Have you ever tried to run? Everything is composed of water. A different density level, though, is what I'm getting here. Literally, truth be told, I'm also getting clouds aren't what they seem to be. It's not air. It's not just dense air. Something entrapment. Something is entrapped. This could literally be where we're entrapped into. Literally getting no way in, no way out. Once you're in, you can't get out of here. I'm also getting, there was a scientist or some form of, like, ecologist here, per se. Let's just say he's an ecologist. He literally discovers, like, water. He traveled to, like, a very low state of water or lake. Or excuse me. He traveled to a low state within the waters, and he hit a lake. He literally said there was, like, a glass cap over it. He said, like, he discovered we were, like, entrapped in water. Everything is water. If we're literally on water, in water, how come he ran into more water, the core of the earth? It was so weird. Literally, I'm also seeing here states or the stars, the mist, the dew of existence, of time. Yeah, you see how it looks like sparkles? The dew. I'm also getting spirits are not what you think. They're literally water. I see here slight resistance. Yeah, fish swim. So you know how, like, let's just take this, like, to get you to, like, basically see from another perspective here. How is it that, like, fish can, like, obviously they have, like, terrestrial lungs here, and it's, like, they have the ability to, like, breathe in water, their lungs is in, or their gills, per se, they're, like, in them, but they also have the ability to breathe outside of water. You ever see a fish still breathing when you take them out of water? It's so weird. That's not their natural habitat, though. Isn't that, like, kind of eye-opening? And then you have the turtles. I see a never-ending story. Once we're getting blue or turning blue, it looks like this person is blue or, like, breathing is significant here. But, I don't know, more water and then breathing. Slow me. Literally, stop breathing on water, amphibians. But also when you're, like, I kind of lost where I was at, but, like, if you take a fish out of water, they're still breathing. Okay, this is where I was. And then, like, a turtle, per se. Turtles literally have their babies or their eggs. They hatch on land. They hatch on land, and then they go to water for the rest of their life. What's the distinction between the two, or is it not their natural habitat? And then you have frogs who literally live or exist on both sides of the realm here. I'm also getting, like, whales. They have to come up. They have to get air, but they need some water. We have to drink water. It's so weird. So where's the truth and the lie? We have to decipher. I think a solvent. So a solvent is a liquid structure more than water, so it's like higher than water. This is what I feel that we are existing in. I heard we are. This is where, look, go to the sea. Water. Go to the sea. I'm also getting the sea. Seeing is believing. I don't know why I'm hearing that, but seeing is believing, or sometimes not seeing water is believing. Tongue tired, but this is true. It's like not seeing because water is odorless, colorless, formless as well. Water literally has like a natural resonance. Like it can take the form of anything. It doesn't matter if you put water in a bag, in a bowl, in a cup. It will literally take up that form. It will take up that structure. Water is literally like so non-resistant. It's like there's no defiant. You know what I'm saying? We can't define it. So this solvent, per se, you should look this up to whoever you are. This solvent here, it's beyond measure. It's beyond capture. It's beyond like you can't define it. Is what I'm trying to say here. And it's like, that's the water that I'm talking about. It's not H2O. It's higher than that. It's kind of like the water found in cantaloupes or cucumbers or watermelons. This water, let me see if I have it. I think it's H2HO3 or something like, oh, I have it here. Yes, I have it here. It's called solvent liquid, and it's a diethyl ether. Ether? It's literally called that. Tie it in. CH3CH2. And it's a H3O2. It's an extremely pure water. Beyond, as you hear, it's beyond the three concepts of water, so it's beyond liquid, but it's a fluid. Are we truly, like, and you notice how, like, there's a gravitational pull or density to Earth? So it's like when you are able to, like, manifest, you notice it takes place in the ethereal realm first. So, like, there's a different, like, time than here. It's, like, slower. You notice, like, planes fly slower as opposed to seeing, like an intelligent craft. They're, like, moving at a totally different speed. You really have to pay attention and, like, connect the dots. It's, like, we're living in, like, a time zone where it's densified. The 3D realm, it's the densest plane, is it not? It's water beyond measure, though. Everything moves slower. There's like gravity keeping us down. You notice like you sink when you're like in water by purpose. This is all done by purpose here. Okay. Let me see what else I have here. That's pretty much all I have, though. I have a lot. Oh, I wanted to show you guys this before I go, because this was, like, one of the main things that I wanted to point out to you beautiful people. So if you don't know, I think a magma. Oh, I was literally connecting a lot of dots, basically, here. Magma, which is, like, it comes from volcanoes. I feel volcanoes. This is, like, the, I don't know if it's going to load, the volcanoes are literally tree stumps, or like these mountains. I'm hearing Mountain High. I'm hearing Mount Zion. I don't know why I'm hearing that. Magma, basically, it's like the blood of Earth, or the blood of something. It's crystallized blood. You're crystallized in like a form here. You're the gold that you inhabit, or the gold that you see now, the melanin, it's like, it's everywhere.
DNA is literally in the technology today. It's just you're in a more crystallized state. I'm also getting the sun is crystallizing your cells or penetrating your cells to return. You can literally see like your body glowing or sparkling. You're going to see this. It's going to be like Holy Grail is what I'm hearing. I see your fossils or Turtle Island. I'm also getting the states is a turtle. We're literally living on a turtle's back. I'm going to show you. Also in Magma Carta. I don't know if I'm hearing that. I'm going to show you Turtle Island. Literally, in the U.S., the states, is going to pop up. Literally. We're living on an island, and it's a turtle's back. The deceased, the fossils, literally getting everything is, like, resurrecting, or it's, like, going to, like, just start to move and come back to life. Like, a lot of these fossils are, like, let's just say, monuments or structures, like a lot of these things are actually alive, or even like these hills, they're alive. These islands, they're alive. They're actually beings. Like, for example, this, doesn't this look like a feline or some form of like cat life of some sort? You look at this one here, it literally looks like a elephant, but these are like rocks or stones. I'm also hearing, a stone mountain. There's a mountain that's highly significant. Over here, Mount Everest. That could be the mountain here. I see here this. It's literally like in the middle of a lake or the middle of a river here or an ocean. It literally looks like a reptilian here. A snake, the serpent, literally. But the skeletal of it. I'm hearing something is resurrecting or the planes are resurrecting. Light. Look at this. Like, we're literally walking on a skeletal. That's what I'm getting here. This is life as it once was before. Literally hearing as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. Like, this is actual life. This is life. But it was just like, this is like before time. Before time. Yeah. These are skeletals. I cannot make this up. These are actual deity forces here. We're also getting dimensions, like the dimensions are merging. Yeah. Oh, yeah, California, Khalifa, that's Queen Khalifa. It's an island. It's literally an island. California, which they mimic. You know what I'm saying? They do a lot of mimicking. Okay. Earth was water and land. Yeah. Well, that's all I have. Let me see. Let me get on my angel message. If you believe, Asher, that's all I have. Peace.
Yes. All right, guys. All right. I'm going to play this one more time right here.
So good. I don't mean perfect. I mean where?
And when you say good, you mean positive.
I mean, no good if you're not with it, even if you're hot. The emulator is hot. It's good, you know, it's good when you're aware. I'm aware that I'm bad, I'm aware that I'm happy, I'm aware that I'm sad, I'm aware that I'm, you know, old, I'm aware that I'm new. You're aware, that's good.
Okay, so that's it. This whole podcast, you guys, the intention was to just raise awareness, to enhance your awareness, literally. You know, to each their own. It may, you know, what doesn't apply, you can let it fly. But most of all, just to get you to think, to just to get one to ponder. And even as male, that's incarnated in this time and space, you know what I mean? Just even the enhancing of my own awareness, you know, of what, of a connection that, you know, is of another, you know, or even if, you know, let's not even begin to say it as separate, but it may be joined as one, you know what I mean? So the root in the understanding, right? Not the understanding, but the root of the understanding of just Mother Cosmos, as they say. Sister Mara always says that this is Daughter Earth. You know, Mother Cosmos, Daughter Earth. You know, however we choose to understand this classroom, if you will, right? So to be aware is going to be very important. So continue to, you know, listen, share, if you will. You know, my series on embracing our women. If anybody wants to come on and talk, you know, to collaborate with me or anything like that in the future, I'm open that door up. So yeah, guys, it's, you know, the algorithms. What I've noticed is that the algorithms playing on each other's weaknesses and playing on each other's emotions. You know, I understand that that's big business, you know, and really nothing is constant but change. And if we just continue to play on that, chess pieces and moves and all of that, like over and over and over again in repetition, I don't know where this is learned, but playing on each other's weaknesses and not maximizing each other's beauty or each other's inner flower or inner root, you know, it seems to be by design, as she pointed out, you know, and this by design has been going on far too long. There seems to be like a force that wants to keep see, I don't like to play in race. I like to play in energy and frequency, but wants to keep, you know, a certain brilliance or a certain compassionate energy at bay. So one thing for sure that I know is that life will be a teacher. Really, it will. And even as the woman, you know, I can't speak on her, but what I can say as far as looking back from afar is that she is balancing herself out on a cosmic level than the physical level. You know what I mean? And it's very important for us to be aware of that. All right? All right, guys. Please join me every weekend. 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central is my scheduled time, but sometimes I come on earlier like I did this weekend. So you can always catch the replay, you guys. Always, always, always. If you need to contact me, please utilize the show notes before I have my video credits. Please like and go subscribe to her channel, Tunnel Vision. XO, I believe the name of it is. Go like and subscribe to that. Check out some of her readings. She does readings. Book a reading with her. You know, support her. You know what I mean? I love to see our women, especially our young women, talking at this capacity and talking at this level with boldness. You know what I mean? So it's not that our elders always know more. Sometimes we have to listen to the youth, such as myself. All right? All right, guys. Till next time.
No more.